And that's the tract, The Visitors, obviously about the Mormon faith. We do have two wonderfully trained experts for this debate, and I'm going to introduce you to them now, and we will decide whether or not this tract is, in fact, true. Debater number one, can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Vernon Jones, Dr. Vernon Jones.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Jones. And debater number two.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Lagasse. I am wife of famous chef Emma Lagasse.
Oh, it's a pleasant experience to have you here. All right, as I'm sure everybody knows,
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones believes this tract is 100% true.
Yes.
And, Mrs. Lagasse is saying here that this is false. So as always, we let the person who says it's false go first. Ms. Lagasse, tell us why this tract is not true.
Well, mostly because, copyright infringements.
I'm sorry?
Copyright infringements.
In what way? The
phrase BAM was used in this tract, and as we all know, my husband has a monopoly on that word, so clearly it's false.
I have to object at this point. The word BAM was not used in the tract.
Well,
Baal was used in the tract, well, not
no,
BAM.
No, the word BAM was used. I specifically remember it.
The narrator said the word BAM. No, the word BAM was used by the narrator to indicate the immense wrongness of one of the Mormons.
Well, I think that was in fair use because the word BAM constitutes a fair use to indicate the badness. Emeril Lagasse, I watch his program frequently, and
he says
BAM in order to indicate how bad the food would have been if he had not made it himself. You see,
blasphemy.
This man
is blaspheming on your
show. No. If somebody else apart from Emeril had made the food, it would be BAM. Bad.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
What he's saying is, if your husband, he's going, BAM, I'm great. Anybody else who makes this dish is terrible.
BAM, away spirits of other chefs.
Exactly.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I misunderstood.
Yes.
Sorry.
So I think we're all in agreement that his food is probably good.
It's delicious, probably.
Yeah.
It looks delicious.
It does. Sometime.
I'd love to, thank you.
Well, we're making friends here, but... okay, well, is there anything else about the tract that you thought was untrue? How about the stuff about Mormons?
No.
Nope.
I don't know what Mormons are.
Did you listen to the tract?
No.
Oh.
I was so distraught.
All right, well, how about this? I'll explain a little bit of the Mormon belief, and you can tell me what you think. They believe that if you're really good, you'll get your own planet to be God on.
I want a planet.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. Is it true?
It's in the Book of Mormon. Yes.
Well, tell her if it's true.
Yes, it's true. If you look in the Book of Mormon, you'll find the details of how you get your own planet. It's a great deal. I think you'll want one, too. I have mine coming, and I'm going to name it Jupiter 2.
That's a bit unoriginal, don't you think?
No. It's an homage.
Jupiter number 2 or T-O-O?
T-O-O-O.
Oh, three O's.
Yes, it's an homage to another planet called Jupiter 2 with two O's.
Oh, I see. We do have an expert here who does want to say a few words about this.
Oh, be my guest.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, my name is Marianne.
Hi, and you are an expert, of course.
I'm an expert in both etymology and astronomy, excuse me.
Etymology and astronomy.
Yes, I have
nice.
two points. I'm here to support Dr. Jones here.
Thank you.
One point is that the word BAM has actually been used prior to Emeril's existence. In fact, the people who first coined the phrase were the Flintstones with BAM, BAM, twice.
No, that sounds pretty different.
No, it's the same word, just twice.
Did Emeril coin the phrase broccoli? I've heard him use that in reference to food.
Oh, yes, that was his.
Okay.
The other point that I would like to make as an astronomy expert is that there are, in fact, planets in the sky, in the solar system, with Mormon names on them, elders' names on them, waiting for them.
They're like reserved?
They're there. As soon as you become a Mormon, and if you stay a Mormon for the entirety of your life, when you die, you inherit that planet.
Which
ones? It's waiting for you.
Which planets are reserved?
They're not in our solar system.
Well, Jared is one.
Jared is reserved?
That's the one next to Jupiter 2.
Oh, okay. Now, here's the thing about this whole Jupiter thing. I think we all know that Jupiter is a false idol.
Yes, he is. But we're referring to different Jupiters.
So the planet Jupiter is not a false planet idol?
Right. Now... You're aware Baal is also in the category with the god Jupiter. But when we talk about that Jupiter, we're talking about Zeus. You're aware Brecht wrote about Baal.
Yes, I've read that.
He wrote about Zeus too, about a parliamentarian who who wants to summon the Greek gods. It's called the Zeus Tauri. Now, these gods are not a true revelation of Jesus Christ. I named Jupiter 2 in homage to the planet, which is a large gaseous ball circling around. It's not a ball, by the way.
Not a ball.
A B-O-L-L. B-O. B-A-L-L. Thank you.
Well done.
That circles around the sun.
I'm sorry, I do have a question. What are you a doctor of?
That's a good question. I'm actually a doctor of pediatric medicine.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, that's good. Ms. Lagasse, what do you think of what he's telling us about Jupiter and balls?
Do you have a 12-step program?
To become a Mormon?
Yeah, well, not to become a Mormon.
To become a pediatric doctor.
No, she mentioned you have to spend your entire life, you know, being a Mormon, and then you get your planet. But can't I just, you know, do it in a month or something? Get it all done and move on to something else?
What do you want to do in a month?
I want to get my own planet.
She wants to earn the planet right off the bat.
As long as you're basically a Mormon before you die, you get the planet. You can procrastinate if you want.
Wonderful, jolly good.
But you have to make sure you... I mean, for example, you are kind of a robust woman, I'm assuming, from your husband's food.
Oh, yes.
You might not want to press your luck.
I still think that, you know, the 12-step program would be easy because then I could get it all done with and over and wouldn't have to worry about when I die.
The sooner the better is our philosophy
How long do I have to stay a Mormon before I get...
All of it. You have to be a Mormon when you die.
You stick to it.
No, wait, hold on. You're supposed to believe this is incorrect.
Sorry, I want a planet.
No. Look.
I mean, of course, the tract is completely false because my husband owns the copyright.
No, I don't know
if
he does.
To the word bat, he does.
All right. Well, let me look at one of the other special beliefs. For example, I think it says something about the Mormons have to wear special underpants with special symbols on them. What do you think of that?
Oh, my husband wears specially embroidered underpants.
Are you already a Mormon?
No, I embroider his initials into them.
Oh, that's different. No, these are like special... I don't know. What are they?
Why would he want underpants that I haven't embroidered for him?
They're a certain kind of underwear. Most people can't see your underwear. The people who can see it, you explain. I hope they understand.
Now, wait, hold on. It's probably not proper for people to see your underwear. Is that correct?
I mean, certain people, your wives can see it.
Your wives. Oh, that's the other thing. Mormons believe you can have more than one wife.
But... Why would you want more than one wife?
I think, well...
The merrier.
That's what the hired help is for.
You can marry the hired help.
Yes, then they were your wife. Then you don't have to pay them anymore.
More legal issues.
You're allowed to do that in Mormons.
Yes, Mormons... In fact, you're encouraged, I believe.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, but what happens when you get divorced and you have to pay child support to everyone?
You don't get divorced, you just find a new wife and leave the other one alone.
Well, that's silly. She'll starve to death.
Well, not if she's married to Emeril. She'd find a way to eat, probably.
No. That's the thing. If you know, he found another wife, he'd stop feeding
me. No, I've not heard of any Mormon wives starving to death lately.
Can he only make one plate of food at a time, or what? I mean,
Yes!
I'm assuming he could make more than that. Am I wrong?
No!
No.
If you want more than one plate of food at a time, you have to go to his restaurants.
That's not the way TV chefs train, probably.
Can't he just kick it up a notch and cook a little bit more?
I'm going to have to sue you for that.
He's the one who would be doing it. I would just be suggesting it to him. No?
No!
Can't be done.
No!
All right, well, I think it's about time to get to... unless we have any more experts?
More experts? No, I don't think so.
It's time, unfortunately, to get to the closing arguments. Miss Emeril Lagasse. Married to Emeril Lagasse, go.
Thank you. All I have to say is this tract is absolutely false based on the fact that they stole the word bam from my husband. How do you know that they haven't stolen every other idea in the entire tract from dozens of other people and just smooshed it all together in one giant conglomeration?
So wait, are you implying that the bam that they stole from your husband was not true?
Oh, it is, and all the other things may be true, but
so then
taken
right.
out of context, they make up this tract, which is a story, which is completely false.
Basically, the tract has two sources. They are Emeril Lagasse and God. The BAM comes from Emeril, and the difference comes from God. Mormons, we speak with God frequently, and I don't think he minds.
He doesn't mind that you cribbed his notes?
No. Joseph Smith did that. I think God told it directly to him.
Well, that does sound pretty compelling. Let me consider this very thoroughly. It's very interesting. Here's the thing. As much as that, you know, this god thing sounds right, copyright is pretty serious. So if they took a ban, I don't know, it's probably not true. I kind of feel that anybody who says bam that's not Emeril is lying.
God is in the public domain. I don't understand.
No, God, if God says bam, he's lying. That's all there is to it. So you did win. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Can I come over for dinner still?
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
I'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, we'll both go. It'll be very nice. Thank you for... This has been a very civil episode of Tractor Fiction. We've all made friends, and we're going to go eat... only one of us can eat at a time. Unfortunately, you can only make a plate at a time, but...
Well, it only takes a half hour for each plate, though.
There we go. It will be there 2 hours. It'll be nice. Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction. I'm Frank Allen.